Let's talk to Todd Heitkamp from the National Weather Service. Todd, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you? Good.
You guys had a busy weekend over there at the National Weather Service.
Yeah, it was rather busy, to say the least, with all the all the rain and the the flooding that resulted across southwest Minnesota and northwest Iowa, and, even here in southeast South Dakota.
Let's get some numbers and some facts from you about this rainfall. Officially, we had a record-breaking day, didn't we?
Yeah, record-breaking 24-hour total rain here in the Sioux Falls area. Many other areas surpassed that by a long ways. But we've also surpassed the monthly total for June as well.
With half a month to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
We got today staring at us in the face with another batch of heavy rain potential, and then also later on this week. So we got more rain to come, that's for sure.
Let's talk, before we talk about this afternoon, let's talk about the numbers. What are we talking about for rainfall here and around the area?
Well, I would say around here in the Sioux Falls area, as far as, from Saturday afternoon to Saturday night, we had close to 5.5 inches of rain in many areas that caused all kinds of widespread damage. But, southwest Minnesota actually had a little bit more than that. So a band of rain just set up over the weekend on Saturday night and into Sunday morning and just refused to move.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen rain like that, especially because it would come heavy and it stayed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only did we get bursts, we also had consistent rain around it. But I was going to say, I've never seen rain like that. Yeah, you just told us we've never seen rain like that.
He's just cementing your position.
Right. Yeah.
I agree, Todd Heitkamp.
Yeah. but you're exactly right. I mean, those types of storms don't come around very often. And, a lot of times people are, like you said, Chris, are accustomed to the heavy rain and then the storm moving out and having a little break and then another storm moving in. And in this case here, it was just one sheet of rain after another.
All right, so what's coming up today? We have a chance to have some more issues, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. We do have another batch of thunderstorms, a round of thunderstorms developing across northern Nebraska right now. And those are expected to move into the southeast South Dakota area later on this morning into the early afternoon hours. And I would say around here in the Sioux Falls area, we may see thunderstorms begin moving into the metro area probably by 11 o'clock this morning. Some of those storms could be severe with large hail and strong winds. And the possibility of tornadoes does exist. So we're asking everyone to keep abreast of the weather conditions and stay on top of this throughout the entire day.
If we get a lot of rain today, I know it exacerbates the problems of the flooding, but is there some sort of, have we seen the worst of the flooding, do we think? I mean, is it going to get where it was yesterday and keep coming, or are we kind of past that peak?
Well, you got to remember that the flooding in southwest Minnesota was, really a result of a dam breakage up at Blue Mounds. But any rain that we get on top of the flooding that we already have is just going to exacerbate the problems that much more. So we haven't seen the worst of the flooding problems yet. And we got, like I said, we have more rain coming in. Here in the Sioux Falls area, we could see right around another inch on top of what we have already had. Parts of southwest Minnesota and northwest Iowa could see up locally to an inch and a half to 2 inches.
Todd Heitkamp from the National Weather Service. How do we find you guys online, and what can we do right now if we're on our computer to prepare ourselves for later?
Well, the main thing is go to our website at weather.gov/Sioux Falls, or if you're on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, U.S. National Weather Service Sioux Falls. Stay on top of it with Twitter. And then the other thing is just keep your eyes on the sky, keep your ear on the radio, and keep your eye also on TV, too, to stay abreast of the weather conditions throughout the day. Make sure you have your plan in order. Make sure that you know where everyone's going to be throughout the entire day.
Todd Heitkamp from the National Weather Service, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem, guys.